Numbers chapter 24. And when Balaam saw that it pleased the Lord Jehovah to bless Israel, he did not go, as at other times, to seek for enchantments, but he set his face towards the wilderness. And Balaam lifted up his eyes, and he saw Israel living in his tents according to their tribes. And the Spirit of God came upon him. And he took up his parable and said, Balaam the son of Beor has said, and the man whose eyes are open has said, he has said, who heard the words of God, who saw the vision of the Almighty falling into a trance but having his eyes open. How wonderful are your tents, O Jacob, and your tabernacles, O Israel! As the valleys they are spread forth, as gardens by the river's side, as the trees of Lynn aloes which the Lord Jehovah has planted, and as cedar trees beside the waters. He shall pour the water out of his buckets, and his seed shall be in many waters, and his king shall be higher than Agag, and his kingdom shall be exalted. God brought him forth out of Egypt. He has, as it were, the strength of a unicorn. He shall eat up the nations his enemies, and shall break their bones and pierce them through with his arrows. He couched, he lay down as a lion and as a great lion. Who shall stir him up? Blessed is he who blesses you, and cursed is he who curses you. And Balak's anger was kindled against Balaam, and he struck his hands together. And Balak said to Balaam, I called you to curse my enemies, and indeed, you have altogether blessed them these three times. Therefore now flee to your place. I thought to promote you to great honor, but look, the Lord Jehovah has kept you back from honor. And Balaam said to Balak, did I not say also to your messengers which you sent to me, saying, if Balak would give me his house full of silver and gold, I cannot go beyond the commandment of the Lord Jehovah, to do either good or bad of my own mind, but what the Lord Jehovah says that I will speak. And now indeed I go to my people, come therefore, and I will tell you what this people shall do to your people in the latter days. And he took up his parable and said, Balaam the son of Beor has said, and the man whose eyes are open has said, he has said, who heard the words of God and knew the knowledge of the Most High, who saw the vision of the Almighty, falling into a trance, but having his eyes open, I shall see him, but not now. I shall look upon him, but not near. There shall come a star out of Jacob, and a scepter king shall rise out of Israel, and shall strike the corners of Moab, and destroy all the children of Sheth. And Edom shall be a possession, Seir also shall be a possession for his enemies, and Israel shall do valiantly. Out of Jacob shall come he who shall rule, and shall destroy him who remains of the city. And when he looked on Amalek, he took up his parable, and said, Amalek was the first of the nations. But his latter end shall be that he perish forever. And he looked on the Kenites, and took up his parable, and said, strong is your home place, and you put your nest in a rock. Nevertheless, the Kenites shall be wasted, until Asher shall carry you away captive. And he took up his parable and said, alas, who shall live when God does this? And ships shall come from the coast of Chittim, and shall afflict Asur, and shall afflict Eber, and he also shall perish forever. And Balaam rose up, and went and returned to his place, and Balak also went his way.